Unit 5. Task 2. You will hear a tour operator talking to some students about tours offered by his company. 2A. First, you will have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Pause recording for 30 seconds. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5. Okay, well, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Simon Springer from City Tours. I see that we've generated quite a lot of interest. If everyone could just find a seat, I'll get started. Now, some of you might have read our brochure, in which case you won't need me. Well, no, joking aside, what I'd like to do first is to tell you a bit about us. We are an SU-approved student tour operator, which mainly covers the local area during the week and further afield at the weekend. Our service is reliable and our prices are competitive. We provide a wide range of tours, both in the UK and on the continent, but I won't be talking about the European tours today. Instead, we'll be looking at excursions closer to home. One of the most popular with the art and design department is the Cranfield Art Gallery. The building itself is a stunning piece of modern 21st century architecture designed by the great architect George Lloyd, and it's set in 5 acres of parkland 2 miles outside the city centre. Its huge windows allow in more natural light than you would normally find in a gallery. At the same time, the structure itself cleverly shields the works of art from the damaging effects of direct sunlight. So, what can you see when you're inside? On display, there are a number of paintings from well-known artists, both local and international. If you are an art lover, you'll almost certainly recognize some of the names. It boasts the celebrated Lady in the Rain, painted by the acclaimed 19th century Scottish artist George McAdams. Just a minute, there seems to be a type error in the brochure. It should read M-A-C, separate word, Adams, A-D-D-A-M-S. Sorry about that, folks. I'm sure that's the only one. There are not only portraits, but seascapes in miniature and landscapes of the local countryside, and a whole gallery devoted to modernism and abstract art. Yes? Yes?